So those factors account for the majority of understanding of the difference of cultures between organisations and within organisations. But there are also three other factors: values rather than practices. And don't forget, these are much more difficult to measure. Hofstede believes these are significant as well. Security needs, which means the willingness to deal with risk and uncertainty in the organisation. So look at banks. Banks, up until 2008, if any of you noticed the singing and dancing PowerPoint at the beginning, banks have gone through a very difficult period in the last 2 or 3 years. Part of that may be because of differences within the organisations over how culturally to deal with uncertainty and risk. So security needs and uncertainty avoidance and the favourability towards risk is an important value factor. Work centrality, how important is work to your life, is linked for Hofstede to masculinity. The centre of life for many people, for many males, is work rather than the home. And then thirdly, power distance. How do we feel about high differences in terms of power between members of the organisation? So do you accept that your manager has the right to hire and fire you without any debate, without any appeal? Or would you expect that you would have the chance to make a case to someone higher than your own direct manager? How much power distance is there in the organisation is therefore an important factor, but also for the individual important in terms of their view of whether they want to work in the organisation. So, culture, you may see as a very broad concept, but it has a vital implication for organisations, because it will influence the structure of the organisation, the leadership of the organisation, the control systems of the organisation. So we need to be aware of it. Now we'll leave Hofstede there. We'll mention later on. And I'll come on to the Globe study. So the Globe study began in 1992, and this is the theoretical model of the Globe study. The Globe study stands for Global Leadership and Organizational Behavior Effectiveness, GLOBE. Much of its ideas derived from Hofstede's original ideas, but were developed by Bob House, and so this model is the model which all of us involved in the Globe study, and I was the UK coordinator for this study, all of us accepted. So let's just spend a minute looking at this model, because it's a picture which is worthwhile thinking about. We start with societal culture. Societal culture, norms and practices. We start with that. Societal culture, norms and practices influence organisations in terms of their structure. This is the theory. It also influences individual leaders in terms of their attitudes and behaviours. It also influences the relationship between the strategic contingencies, in other words, the external business environment and the organisation. It also influences what is called the CELT, the culturally endorsed implicit leadership theories. This is what we in one culture are willing to accept in terms of our traditional notions of leadership. It's what we were brought up to believe at school. The culturally endorsed implicit leadership theories. So So societal culture will influence that quite clearly. Then we have the organisation. So that's the society. Then we have the organisation. In the organisation, we would expect the organisation to influence the leader of that organisation. Why? Because, like any organisation, it chooses its leader. Normally, the leader doesn't choose it. So we choose a leader that reflects, normally, our organisational culture and practices. That's what we expect. But also, we do find that the leader also does affect the organisation. So once they've taken over an organisation, the chief executive comes in. Like now in Henley Business School, we've just got a brand new dean for the business school. We chose him, and therefore we culturally think he's appropriate. But I have no doubt that he will also influence us in the organisation. So it's a two-way relationship, interaction. Societal culture also does affect that leader, and also the strategic contingencies, the business environment, will affect that leader. So the leader has three major influences upon him or her. And these influences will then lead to either leadership acceptance, if the leader is reflecting the cultural implicit leadership theories, then there will be expected to be a leadership acceptance. And we would expect that if he is appropriately relating the society with the organisation, with the contingencies, there would be effective leadership. Very simple? Yeah. Okay. That's the model of how we believe the world works.